You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
As I'm joined by the Commander-in-Chief here at 1FM 98.5, live and local, Jason Welch.
Oh yeah, good morning. Hopefully the microphone actually is working that I'm sitting on. I'll have no other excuses if it isn't working. How's that? How are my levels looking?
Yeah, you're
there?
Sounding good now.
The levels are okay there?
Yep.
Yep, perfect. You might just have to pop me up in the headset just a little bit. Headset. Statsy. Headset.
How's that? How's that,
that
Jase?
Absolutely spot on. Now, we are definitely operating on all six cylinders. Mate, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm flying for this public holiday long weekend. I'm really looking forward to, of course, tonight's action, where I'll be back for the National Indigenous Radio Services coverage of Brisbane taking on, of course, St Kilda, and that promises to be an absolute belter.
The gazetted public holiday?
It's not gazetted.
It isn't?
No.
No? What does that actually mean?
What it means, Jason, is if a public holiday falls on a Saturday, so i.e. Christmas.
Yes.
Christmas Day is on a Saturday, which it was just gone.
Yep.
It gazettes to the Monday.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. See, I love listening to your program because I'm always learning something. Now, something else that I learned is that today, the 11th of June, is National Knit in Public Day.
Yeah, it's Worldwide Knit in Public Day, actually. Not national, it's worldwide.
Okay.
So I suggest you get your knitting ready when you leave the studio. Head down to Fry Street or Wyndham Street or wherever you like to go on a Saturday afternoon and knit away.
I will. I will do that. I know a few people that actually knit. There's a few people here at 1FM.
1FM, yeah, exactly,
That do actually knit. Bianca Signet, of course, loves to knit. Christine loves to knit. My mother-in-law loves to knit. She's actually knitting a scarf at the moment for my daughter, Octavia.
Do you know what, Jason? I think it's a dying art, to be honest. I'm not sure if there's too many of the younger generation that do it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, look, I mean, that goes without... So, like, it's a lot of things now, isn't it?
You know? Yeah, yeah. I might be wrong in that, but I don't see younger people knitting.
No.
But, I could be wrong in that because it's really an indoor activity, isn't it? So maybe
Jada
I...
Jada does it.
Yeah, Jada does, yep.
Yeah, the Space Invader.
Yep.
Yeah, g'day to her if she's listening in on fm985.com.au or on the Community Radio Plus app. Hey, Statsy, I want to have a chat to you about, and I mean, it sounds a little bit funny coming from a Hawthorn supporter, but I'll tell you one thing, I'll sit back and take my hat off 100%. Last night, I don't know whether or not you caught it, but pre-game with the Essendon v Carlton game at the MCG last night, they did a special tribute to the Essendon Footy Club 150 years. Did you happen to see it?
I actually didn't get to see it, Jason, because we obviously, as you know, we had some issues with the National Indigenous Radio Service, and
I was trying to figure it all out at the time.
So I got to see a bit of a replay of the game last night and caught most of the final quarter when things settled down.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you right now, I don't know, if you've got the opportunity to look back on it somehow, Senator Briggs, our very own Briggs, hailing from, of course, Shepparton, Victoria, Kyle Power actually went to school with Briggs. A lot of people here locally would obviously know him. He's a very proud Yorta Yorta man, and he's right on top of his game, that fella. And so he hosted it, and I tell you what, look, if anyone's listening in that missed it, please do yourself a favour. I don't usually harp on about this kind of thing, but I'm telling you, that is one of the best sort of tributes that I've ever seen done in the AFL. Now, that's got to say, you know, like a fair bit, because, you know, when you've got Dreamtime at the G, you've got the Anzac Day, you know, there's some other landmark moments across the journey of time that they've actually done. But what they did with the Essendon Footy Club last night, I thought that was unreal. It was just great, like the way that they did it. Of course, I've grown up to hate Essendon, being a Hawthorn supporter and coming from the western suburbs of Melbourne as well. I was surrounded by Essendon supporters. But I'm going to... And we get to... And it's a great honour. And this is something else that I wanted to touch on with you too, Statsy. We actually get to interview Simon Madden.
Yeah.
How good's that?
Yeah, now, fantastic.
And And I probably threw you under the bus a little bit with regards to the 150-year celebration they're having in Shep, because it's on Thursday night.
No, okay, yep.
So it's a Thursday night dinner thing that they're doing at the Shep Footy Club. So, yeah, g'day to Washo and everybody at the Shep Footy Club, and hopefully it's going to be a really good night and we can give it a little bit of extra.
Yeah, I did say to check out the Facebook page and website.
Nah, no dramas. I mean, we're here to sort of talk about it now anyway, aren't we? But,
yep.
I mean, what a great privilege. Two bums, you know, one from the north end of Shepparton and one from the western suburbs of Melbourne like you and I, and some of the people that we've been in the company of across the journey of time due to our association with 1FM. It's been a fair privilege, hasn't it?
Yeah, oh, it certainly has. And someone like Simon Madden, who I grew up as a kid watching, two-time premiership player, three-time All-Australian. He represented the state 17 times.
He's, Norm Smith medalist.
He's done it all in football.
He has. There's nothing
done
that,
it all.
That's
other than win a Brownlow.
Yeah, that's right. It's not traditionally a Ruckman's medal, though. Although
it was in the day.
Yeah, Scott Wine won
it. Yeah.
Who else?
Barry Round back in the day and a few
Polly
others.
Farmer.
Gary Dempsey.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it was back in the day. It's now a midfielder's medal, but yeah, Ruckman used to get it a fair bit.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, they did now that I come to think of it back sort of around those times. I'm just trying to think, like, in that era, if any Rucks. Well, Scotty Wind won it.
And then you had Brad Hardy from the Western Bulldogs.
He wasn't a Ruckman.
No, but he won it in defence. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was going to say, breaking the mould.
Yeah, that's random, isn't it?
Yeah, like, which you wouldn't see today at all. If Brad Hardy was playing today.
No, and he's actually doing radio, Brad Hardy.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's over in, is he in WA?
Yeah, he's Western Australian.
6PR, I think he works, yeah. So, yeah, no, look, they did a great job. And look, it's really disappointing and unfortunate. Oh, and there was a moment too where after all of the formalities were out of the way, the playing group got arm in arm with, I think it was about 10 Essendon legends that they had, which they sort of introduced, and they had a spotlight out on the middle of the ground, and they all stood arm in arm in a circle, and Dyson Heppel got in the middle of the circle, and you could just see he was absolutely just revving them up, and the legends, they were all eyeballing him, and it just, the hairs on the back of your neck really stood up. And look, they came out firing to start with in the first quarter, but I mean, geez, how good are Carlton? Seriously, I've seen this happen. I have seen this, right? Now, on the AFL opening bounce and then on our program that we used to do, Monday Itis on a Monday, you probably remember me saying for the last couple of years, and it's come maybe a year later, unfortunately for David Teague. I don't think COVID did him any favours whatsoever in terms of his coaching journey. But, you know, maybe Michael Voss, you know, is the masterstroke that they needed. But in terms of their list, I've seen it. And there's nothing. Oh, look, I mean, Adam Chera, of course, they've added there as well as the fellow that they picked up from
Fremantle.
No, not Adam Chera, the
George Hewitt from the Swans.
From the Swans. But outside of that, you know, there hasn't been any.
And they lost Adam Chera early last night as well.
Yeah, they 100% did. But just in terms of, you know, where they've come from last year to get to where they are this year, no real groundbreaking, you know, massive sort of differences. Of course, they've got no Jacob Wiedering last night. Caleb Marchbank came back in, a Benalla boy, last night and played his first senior game for, oh, geez, I can't remember the last time he played, but he was really good, I thought, for them last night. And they also picked up Nunes, formerly of St Kilda. So, you know, their recruiting's been interesting. And, mate, the major difference for mine with Carlton, though, is their forward line, because I don't think, now this would be a stat actually for your sister Marie to have a think about, but how many games have Mackay and Curno actually played together, both on the park? Because wow-wee, is that just, an unbelievable twosome.
And the signs were there of their forward line last year with McKay winning the Coleman and their side not making finals.
Yeah. Oh, look, 100%. Look, it was, and, you know, he had some big days in front of goals, kicked 10 in a game last year, of course, but he's just a monster. And I'll be honest, again, and I'm not trying to, you know, pump my own tyres up or big note or anything like this, but the first time I saw the bloke play, do you know what I said? This bloke reminds me of Buddy Franklin. He's, you know, a non-Indigenous version of Lance Franklin. But I tell you what he's got that Franklin hasn't is his ability to take a contested mark. Mm. And look, you know, over the journey, you know, Franklin's done that a couple of times, but that's not a big part of his game, sort of one out. But one out, Mackay is an absolute monster. Mm. Jeez, I tell you what, they are an exciting footy side. And, you know, they did it comfortably last night.
And I mean, then you got blokes like Sam Doherty out of the fence, 88% disposal efficiency.
Yeah.
They got the ball 33 times and 700 metres gained.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Adam Saad was one that every time he got the ball last night, he got booed. But, you know, that run and carry, that's finally now sort of coming home to roost for them. I think that he sort of didn't really meet expectations potentially last year.
And I can. It took a while for him to find his feet and niche in the Carlton lineup.
Mm. Yeah, look, that's, you know, I mean, that happens with players, doesn't it? So that's, you know, potentially a live excuse for him. But Statsy, and that's without stating the absolute bleeding obvious. Now, there's another thing, too, to mention that I've just sort of thought of there, but Paddy Cripps and Sam Walsh, goodness gracious, I mean, like, Cripps is just unreal. Like, when I was sort of playing my footy growing up, he'd have been a ruckman. You know, he's 190 centimetres. He's athletic, dynamic. He's built like an absolute tank. He is just 90 kilos of pure muscle. He's unstoppable. And then you've got the silk of, you know, Sam Walsh. And they played without a recognised ruckman last night. Now, I mean, De Koning sort of filled a void for them last night, and many sort of thought that that could potentially be an area that they were exposed, because Marcus Pitnett, formerly of Hawthorn, thrown on the scrap heap by the Hawks, and I reckon he's actually... What are your thoughts on Pitnett, actually, when he's been firing on all six cylinders at the Blues?
I think he's an underrated ruckman, but look, they lost the hitouts last night and the clearances were even as a result. I think Carlton won at differential three at the end of days. But yeah, look, it is one area I feel that Carlton are vulnerable.
Yeah, 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 okay. Rightio. Well, that's sort of, you know, fair enough. It has been an area that they've found challenging.
But they've had the midfield depth to cover, you know, a ratio of losing the hitouts.
Yeah. And, well, I don't know. Like, I mean, how important do you think then it is in the modern game to have that, you know, classic sort of tap style sort of ruckman, like an Aaron Sandilands, like a Todd Goldstein? I know Sandilands has hung him up, but, you know, Jacob Witts is probably a good sort of example of it now. Paddy Ryder. I mean, how sort of important do you think that is? Like, to having all of the boxes ticked as far as, you know, a premiership formula is concerned, do you think that that's vital?
Oh, I think it is. Yeah. I do, particularly, like, not only from the tap-outs. Now, you can contest, and that's the thing about ruckman. Not only that, if your midfield know that maybe our man isn't going to win every hit-out and they're aware of it, it's sort of like a tandem role with your midfield to get your hands on the footy first. But it's around the ground, I feel. And sometimes I feel that, and you can laugh at me if you like, but Grundy lets himself down at Collingwood in that area around the ground at times.
Yeah, look, yeah, it's hard to say. Like,
He has moments.
Yeah.
Like on Anzac Day, he stood up in the final quarter, but it was in the final quarter. The other three quarters, he wasn't sighted around the ground.
Yeah, look, I mean, he sort of, yeah, just fallen away from, you know, his best form, Grundy. We know that now, and I don't think his body's really been that helpful for him. But let's just turn our focus back to the Essendon Footy Club for a sec, mate.
10 cars stolen today will be stolen using their own keys. Make sure you leave your keys out of sight, behind a locked door, and visit www.howsafeismyplace.com.au to find out more simple things you can do to protect your home and family. It's a free service from Neighbourhood Watch in partnership with RACV. howsafeismyplace.com.au.
At Outback Real Estate, we understand that to get the right deal, you need to have the right people surrounding you. We know you need the right advice and the right information, so we make the effort to ensure that both the vendors and buyers enjoy their real estate journey by providing a tailored service that's just right for you. Specialising in properties for agriculture and business, we provide services to commercial and residential developers. Visit our new website at outbackproperties.com.au. Outback Properties, where understanding real estate is our business.
Station sponsor.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond, or pre-arrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 5825 1651.
1FM sponsor.
Segway Power Sports ATVs, UTVs and SSVs are now available at Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. The Snarler ATV bike is capable of carrying heavy loads and is a powerful and technologically advanced four-wheeler. The Fugleman UT10 petrol UTV is one tough machine, designed to lighten your workload and make those trips around the paddock a blast. And fear no place with the Villain SX10, combining extreme performance with modern aerodynamic design. Segway Power Sports is here. Contact Brendan at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, or Paul at Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment, Benalla Road, or visit our website, shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
3 minutes to 9 o'clock here at 1FM 98.5, live and local, as Sean Colvin just leaves the 1FM hit house on your Saturday morning off that great album, A Few Small Repairs from 1997, fourth studio effort with the song Sonny Come Home. Do you remember that? The second single off that particular album that started life as a cassette single. Do you remember those?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Jason, as I bring you back here at 1FM 98.5 live and local, how many cassette singles did you have in your collection at home?
Oh, gee, I had quite a few stats, I reckon. I would have had, I would have had 50 as a kid, I would have thought. But then, you know, CDs didn't come out for quite a while.
Yeah, a little bit after.
No, I learnt about bootlegging. So yep. I then, no, the pocket money started to go on other things, Statsy, and they weren't singles. Let's just say that. But look, we promised the Essendon supporters, that we'd talk about the positives. And I'd like to say this, it's not often in life and in this world that people give credit where credit's due. They're really quick to come in on you and, you know, spray you down, to throw you under the bus, to really, you know, put the acid on you. And look, you might laugh at me for this, but I'm going to say good on you, Dylan Scheel, for the response that you've provided. Because I tell you what, in terms of the toweling that he copped in the media earlier this year, and look, it was rightfully warranted. You know, I mean, he's a marquee player. At a club, he should be leading by example. But when he didn't have the footy last night, do you know what I really liked? His intent. And that was to tackle, to chase. 10 tackles on the night. And that's a stat that I really look at, Mark.
In fact, 75 tackles to 54 Essendon's way. Their intent was there last night, well, no doubt about it.
And I mean, that's something that I think Chuck Rutten would be pleased about. But, you know, I think that there is, you know, credit where credit's due. I think that Dylan Scheel has replied to his critics so far, and hopefully he can keep that up as the season progresses.
I thought as a whole, like Truck Rutten said in the press conference last night, the effort was there. It was just the polish at the end of the day for Essendon.
Oh, nah, 100%, like with ball in hand, but... Yeah, the polish.
But the intent was there, which is pleasing, which is what you want to see as a supporter.
It is, but you just see now, like, some of the Carlton players that are really just starting to come of age. They've got confidence in their own ability to execute their skills, and, gee, I'll tell you what, they move the ball in a really exciting way.
1FM.
We welcome to 1FM 98.5 Live and Local Sport on your Saturday morning, Simon Madden, stalwart of the Essendon Football Club. I grew up loving this bloke, even though I was a Collingwood supporter. Simon, welcome to 1FM 98.5 via the phone patch on this Saturday morning.
Thank you very much for having me, mate. Great to be here. Well, not actually there, but you can hear me. That's good.
Yeah, thanks heaps, Simon. Yeah, no, you're not here right now, but you will be on Thursday night, which we're very, very much looking forward to. We'll touch on that in a few moments, but it's a pretty special weekend for the Essendon Footy Club, one of the most successful clubs, well, equally the most successful club in the history of our great game, the greatest game in the world, Simon. And you've been a massive part of that across a journey of a very, very long time, obviously as a player there for many, many years, and also taking up various roles across the club, across the journey. Simon, tell us about the 150-year history. Last night, look, I must say, I reckon that is the best, and it's really hard for me to say this, I might say, because I am a Hawthorn supporter. Don't hold that against me, though. Gee, you had some great battles with us in the 80s. But, Simon, just how they did it all last night, the AFL, geez, I thought that was good.
Oh, it was good. Hang on. It was a lot to do with the Essendon Footy Club, not just AFL. Now, we put that together. Look, it doesn't matter what organisation it is. 150 years has to be celebrated if you've been around for that long. One of the longest lasting sports clubs in the world. We just had to acknowledge great moments over the history of the club. And I know it's been a bit dry over the last few years, but I went through a period like that when I started, and there has been different periods for that for us. But we've been able to get the 16 premierships, as you said. So we wanted to celebrate that in style. So we had that a lot planned, a lot of highlights shown on the ground, on the screen. Then we had probably the biggest collection of past players invited to the game. We had a great big function, as they say, the president's function as well. And, of course, we didn't come over the chocolates. We did show signs. Carlton is a very much improved side. But and we've got a big gala dinner tonight, again, for our supporters and sponsors, etc., celebrating the moments we've had over the 150 years. So, and I've just been very proud to be part of that.
Yeah, oh, mate, what an amazing journey. Hey, Simon, there were Senator Briggs, actually, was the MC. He's a Shep boy.
Nice little connection, isn't it? That's a nice little connection.
100%. Proud yorta-yorta, man. And, gee, I thought he absolutely did it a great deal of justice last night. He did a sensational job. I'll be honest, like I said, mate, there's been, you know, some great sort of, you know, marquee things to celebrate across the journey. And again, it hurts me to say this, but I've got to say, that's probably the best I've ever seen. I thought it was just bloody brilliant.
Well, I'm glad you heard that, because I MC'd a function or a get-together at Federation Square beforehand, and part of the notes was to say that it was it's going to be the greatest football, greatest pre-game entertainment for a footy game. And I'm sort of, geez, we're pumping our tyres up here, aren't we? Mm. I'm glad you said that, because as a Hawthorn supporter, I know we've had some great rivalries.
Yes.
And I always talk about the 80s, and I talk about, and I'm a bit biased, of course, 84, 85, but I say to the Hawthorn supporters, or the other supporters too, think about our opposition. So I talk about Hawthorn. I'm just talking grand finals here. So 83, you won against us. 84, you lost. 85, you lost. 86, you won. 87, you lost. 88, you won. 89, you won. 90, you didn't make it. 91, you won. Now, yeah, that's a sensational effort.
Mm.
And if that's a great side, for us to beat you twice, we must have been all right to do that.
Oh, I dare say you were. And I remember as a little boy watching you play. And, you know, I mean, I had a lot of heroes as a young fella at the Hawthorn Footy Club. But when you're a young kid, you just sort of appreciate the great players of the game. And, geez, you played with some mighty good players. A couple of them were actually there last night. You know, the Danaher's obviously were a big part of that 84-85 premiership sort of success. Also, Paul Vanderhaar. I remember the Flying Dutchman. Tim,
oh, you can go through that. You can go through that 84-85 side and the likes of Vander, Roger Merritt.
Mm.
I can just write, you know, Glenn Hawker, Merv Nagel.
Mm.
Even maybe not the lesser, you know, the lesser known players, but Frankton. Now Gary Foles, surrounded Gaines, Paul Weston. You just kept going. You can go. You know, you're just rolling off, and they're all in form at that time. And I think a big thing about that is too, a lot of people don't realise that between 84 and 85, there's only four changes. So, and you've seen that with other teams, when you're able to keep your best team together and you don't lose players and it doesn't change too much, you can keep that momentum going. And then it's funny, you know, everybody says, oh, you've won two, you win three. Oh, well, 86, a whole lot of things happen and you don't. And that's when you realise how hard they are to get. So you appreciate them even more.
And what about Kevin Sheedy? Like, I'm mentioning Kevin Sheedy because the bloke that I'm sitting actually across the table from right now, the host of our Super Saturday Sports program, and I had a really special opportunity to spend an hour with Kevin Sheedy a couple of years ago. He was just doing some promotional work for a company that he was sort of working with, and they had sort of a marquee special country footy game in one of our local competitions called the KDL, and we were able to spend an hour with Kevin Sheedy, and he was such a down-to-earth, non-sort of egotistical sort of a fella that really just sort of connected with you on your level. And with all due respect, that really sort of took me by surprise.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, of course, because I've known him for so long. But he came from humble backgrounds. He actually was an Essendon supporter as a child, came from humble backgrounds, and then, of course, got played his football with Richmond. And so he's always been very big about connecting the football club with the general public, with the average person, so to speak. So he's been very big at taking the Essendon Football Club out to the world, not only just in Melbourne, but we played games in Queensland, Northern Territory, Western Australia, rural areas. We played games in a game in Tokyo, a game in London. He was just really, really big on making sure that he could get as many people connected to the Essendon Football Club as possible. So you saying that your Hawthorn supporter sits down with is impressed by that. It's good to hear. But that's the type of bloke he is. He wants to take football to the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And he certainly still has his views at times, which some people suggest are controversial. But he certainly very much so typifies the fabric of the Essendon Football Club, which has certainly had its challenges. I don't think we can, you know, sugarcoat it or shy away from that over the last decade, most particularly. But, excuse me, they're coming out the other side. And as you said, look, there's still a very young group of players there last night. And look, there's a couple that I think that have been really thrown to the wolves this year. And one in particular who's come to the club as a marquee player. And I was just actually having a chat before the 9 o'clock news about him. But I actually think he's responded, Dylan Scheel. But I just want to talk to you about that moment pre-game last night where the playing group actually stood arm in arm in a circle with all of the legends that were there last night. Not all of the legends that were there last night, obviously, but the ones that were actually out on the field during the the pre-game, the special ceremony that they did last night. And Dyson Heppel got into the middle of that, and you could see the greats eyeballing him, like Matty Lloyd, Tim Watson, you know, the Danaher boys eyeballing him. And, you know, he was grabbing onto the jumper. And you could just, I tell you what, that made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. That was one of the most special moments also
I think that's a good example. I mean, as you said, we're a young side, we're a developing side, and it's frustrating, but there is a lot of passion there. I know I know he's a passionate Essendon person. He follows Essendon, you know, followed Essendon, was able to play with Essendon. He's been a great leader, and we just need to develop some more leaders like him. We need to bring the young players along with the likes of him. And I think Ben Rutten's been very good at connecting the past to the present. And I think it's not a case of look at the premierships we've won. It's been very much a case of look at how we won them. What did we do to win them? And I think one of the great things is that the passion that the players of the past have had, and the passion that Dyson's got. And I think I like the way Dylan Shields played last night. Started a game with a real passion the way he wanted to play. So if we can keep developing that in our players, we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, look, I agree 100%. I think that there's certainly plenty of upside. And look, I mean, to the Essendon faithful, goodness gracious me, if they're not the most loyal supporters of any, they certainly are in my era of time on this planet. They sort of deserve some success, don't they? Again,
yeah. Look, our supporters have been fantastic through the supplement saga, and then followed up with with everybody the years of COVID, and then to have a young side that's not doing as well as we thought they might, but is still developing. They've been sticking like glue, and they're fantastic. And any Essendon supporters out there, I just say thank you. Stick with us. If you don't understand the struggle, you won't understand the success. We're going through the struggle, but that'll help us understand the success even more. So, and if they're all Essendon supporters up there, football supporters, on Thursday night we're going to be at the Shepparton Football Netball Club in Shepparton for a real sportsman's night. And we hope that'll be a one that just shows the passion that we have for our game and for our football and for the people.
And who else is coming with you on Thursday night, Simon, just to give that a little bit of an extra pump up?
I actually can't remember. I keep forgetting who's coming with me this time.
Yeah, I think, Zaharakis is certainly...
If it's the group I'm thinking, it's got Zaharakis, it's got Fletcher,
yep.
It's got myself.
Yep.
There's some
Danaher.
Good people there,
yep.
But good football people there as well.
Yeah. Look, there certainly will be, and I think that it's going to be a really, really good night on Thursday night to support the Shepparton Footy Club, and also to get around the Essendon Footy Club to celebrate that 150-year landmark. Simon, just another shameless little plug just before you go, because I'm interested to know about what you're doing in the business world, because now outside of footy, you've actually formed yourself quite a successful career as a consultant in business. Just give us a little bit of a quick snapshot of what you actually do.
Good man, thank you. It's always good to get a plug in. I've been doing this for about 12 years now, and what I found that a lot of things I've discovered or learnt in football are very relevant to the business world. So I work with organisations, not just business organisations. I've done charities, I've done sports clubs, I've done businesses, but I talk about sustainable high performance and how to get good and stay good. And I think that's a big difference. Just getting good to staying good is really important. And I work with the individual, the team, the leadership and the culture. And I've done that over a number of organisations. Apparently, people have invited me back, so I must be doing something right.
You must be doing something right, and I'd just encourage...
Just look up simonmadden.com.au.
Yeah.
Where you get all the information.
Well, you got in first, mate, because I was just about to give that a plug, and hopefully we catch you on Thursday night. All the very best, and thank you so very much. It's been just such a great honour to have this time to chat with you, and we really, really appreciate what you're doing in business, with the Essendon Football Club, and also in the community.
Good man, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to have a chat, and good luck to you and your listeners for the rest of the week, for the rest of the year.
Thanks, Simon. That was Simon, of course, Madden from the Essendon Footy Club. I wish I had got to ask him the question about his brother Justin, of course, who played at Essendon.
Yes.
And then went to Carlton, missed out on those two flags, but then ultimately got the ultimate success in 1987 at Carlton.
Yeah, well, I sort of gave you a bit of a hand gesture there to see if you were going to throw a question in, and you sort of gave me one back. So I did sort of provide an opportunity for you, but I didn't. Maybe we just miscommunicated because we haven't.
Yeah, I'm not good with that type of thing. I'm just never been good on air with that.
You and I, like, we don't usually we gel really well on air, but it's been we've got to dust off the cobweb, Statsy.
For sure.
What do you reckon, mate?
For sure.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.